Hey, Vanya.
Hi, Mike.
I feel like my face is straight. Like, my face is the entire screen for some reason. Am I always this close?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, you're perfectly fine for me. So I like the face that is in my screen. I don't know. Can you see me? I'm using my popping
device.
You're
using your popper. I know. I always use mine. And yet I feel like I should like double up because I feel like I still pop my peas sometimes. Do you want to know a true story? I feel like.
Yeah.
Recording myself singing has changed the way that I sing sometimes. Because I've noticed that like I'll like guard certain consonants and like I'll pull back on, even when I'm not singing into a microphone, I'll find myself doing weird things. And I don't know. I feel like maybe I need to unlearn those habits that I've learned.
Well, I would say that I would compare that to acting for camera versus acting for stage.
Oh, yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Because it's really like the dial, right?
Yeah, it's really funny because I was going to talk about, it's not the thing that I'm digging this week, but I have been really enjoying this season of Gilded Age.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, it's just like, for me, like the most joyous thing to watch every week. Like, and not that, did you watch this last week?
We've only watched two or three so far.
Because some of the stories do get kind of dark and kind of sad, but like overall, like I just love it. Like I just love like the lushness and I love the costumes.
Me too.
Yeah, and like the setting. Like I want to go. I can't think of where it is they film it. Like where the breakers are. Oh, I'm losing. I can't remember the name of the town.
Newport?
Yes, that's what it is.
That's the last episode I watched. Was the one where they go to Newport and they go to the casino and watch the tennis match.
And I know that, like, it's not going to look like that mostly anymore, but I still really want to, like, just go there and see what it's like. I don't know. Like, I just love it. And I love that it's all theater actors. Like, they were talking about, like, the number of Tony Awards that are, like, theoretically on set, you know? And then there's, like, 53 Tony Awards and, like, 100 and something Tony nominations altogether. And I love everybody, and I'm not going to say any names, but there are certain people who I feel like are better at, like, dialing back the theater to the TV.
That's a true story.
And then there are like one or two that I'm like, you can give me a tiny bit less.
Well, you know who I love so much? And you, did you have a scene with him? No, we were just in the same movie, but Michael Cerveris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
so
fantastic.
Good. I love him so much. He's such a kind person in real life. And just like, you know, I mean, I haven't talked to him since we basically moved to Los Angeles, but like just a goddamn good old person. And I love seeing people that are good succeed, you know? I'm just like, yes, Michael.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing with him, I love saying that I was in a movie with Michael Cerveris. I shared no time with him whatsoever, but I love him. Oh yeah, we were in a movie together.
You were. I mean, he probably, if we're talking about like the backstory of the movie, he probably bit you.
Probably. That is probably true. But I will also say that the couple of times that I've met him, one was with you when we went to see his band perform, like what was that place called, like right next to where you work.
Oh,
if I saw it, I would know what it is. It's like something electric or something.
I'm sorry.
I'm the worst. Yeah, I'm the worst at remembering things. But I remember like he was just so, and I'm going to use this term and it might sound weird, but he was so unnecessarily kind to me.
Yeah.
Like not any reason why he needed to like have a conversation and be pleasant to me. Like we'd never met. And he was so kind and like had an extended conversation. And then the other time that I got to meet him was when I was working on Theater People.
We got to go
backstage at the Circle in the Square when he was doing Fun Home and interview him in his dressing room. And we really only covered like half of his career because he's done so much cool stuff. But, you know, we had a limited amount of time and there were like the certain points that we wanted to hit. And I will say that when it was over, I brought up, I was like, hey, is there any chance we could come back for a follow up and just like cover the stuff we didn't? And he was so game and so like, yeah, let's figure it out. And then, you know, shortly after that, Theater People stopped being a thing. So we never got to do it. But I just think about those people who, you know, Laura Benanti was one of those that when I got to, I didn't interview her, but I got to sit in on a couple of interviews with her. And those people that are just so game and like, so just like,
yeah,
let's chat, let's talk, let's have a conversation. And, you know, we don't owe anything to people, you know, no one owes us that. And when they're there and so warm, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, I would say, I think it's a really grounded person who could still be a person when you're in the limelight a little bit, because the balance with the ego, I feel like is, you know, because people go for, you know, the fame and for different reasons. So I think people who are kind of going for it for quote unquote the right reason, they're generally more grounded, nicer, and just like not insecure people, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And also loves his, like Michael loves his craft. So it's like, let's chat about it. Yeah. My favorite thing in the world. Yeah. Let's talk about it. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so fun. Yeah. I haven't done a whole lot this week. I don't know. How's your week been?
You know, it's been insane. Yeah. I was seriously like trying to think of what I'm digging and all these things. And I'm like, oh my God, I've just been so busy between, you know, preparing for, I'm just asshole deep in the, you know, volunteering for school and all that fun stuff. And there's so many holiday party things that I'm planning. And I just, you know, I don't know if probably no one listening cares, but the Parent Teacher Association it's like a nonprofit, but it's ran, you know, we have a board of directors or an executive board, and every meeting has to be like Robert's rules of what, you know, it's like a parliamentarian situation. So it's almost like mini government in a strange way. And I'm the lead, which is, that's how funny is that? Like I have to be like, right. I'm calling this meeting to order. Like I have to know all these things. So that meeting happened last night. Plus it was our holiday party. And I'm a crazy person. I decided to make aprons for everyone, like sew them, and then also use my, I am a mom. I am a mom in the suburbs, but I also have this awesome, and you know I'm a crafty bitch. I love, I have a degree in costume design, you know, like it's not like whatever. So but I also love crafts. And so I got a Cricut for Mother's Day last year, which is this thing you can create stuff and put on things. And I basically made iron-ons for each of these aprons. It took me so long to make, I had to make 18 of them. I was just like, this week is so crazy between all the kids stuff. And I also love sewing. So, but it's this thing where I find myself, my jaws clenching and I'm like, nee, 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 on the I got everything done. And yes, it culminated in last night. We finished and I was just like, slept so hard last night. And then this morning I made myself get up and do a class because I'm like, I am gonna go, I'm trying to work out as much as, you know.
You've been so good about it. I mean, I've been really, really impressed with you.
Yeah, you know me, because I'm like, I'm trying to take Wednesdays off, which is the day where both the kids have early release. So I was trying to do it and then it was just ruining my whole day. And I was like, okay, Wednesday's gonna be the day I'm taking off completely. I mean, maybe I'll run, like walk or something, but like I can't do my hardcore. But yes, I've also been doing that. I'm sticking that in there. Even yesterday when I was sewing, I took an hour and I did it. And it's so hard. I mean, as you guys, if you follow this podcast, you know, I have a hard time being consistent with any kind of like a workout. I love it. And once I do it, of course. But yeah, Mike, this is the first thing I've been able to like really enjoy and be consistent with. Like for 3 months,
what are you
right?
doing? Like, I know what you're doing, but what are you doing it through, if you don't mind?
No, not of course. So my parents were here for my birthday and they gave me a little bit of money. And there was like a no joining fee situation for this, like, it's like the Pilates, like with Joseph Pilates, the guy who created it. It's one of those chains. I think it's called the Club Pilates. But they have the reformers, you know, which as a former gymnast, I love it because everything you do is all of the gymnastic conditioning that I did as like a 4-year-old. This sounds so fucked up, but I did, like, from 4 to 18 I was a gymnast, you know. So I love, it's something that reminds me of like when I used to be super fit, but and you get to stretch at the end, it's so good. So it's you know, and it's not cheap monthly, but guess what, my husband's like, if you're using it, then let's just make it and put it in our budget. And I was like, thank you, and I love you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's your health.
Yeah, it is. And especially after last week's scare, I'm like, I'm going to try and be as healthy as possible. The only thing is it's strength training mostly. Like today I took a class that was actually, it's called FIT, which is like a HIT class, whatever. I don't know, whatever. So it definitely, that's more of a cardio and mixed with strength. But I do realize, I mean, I'm not losing any weight, but I'm also not, you know, eating any differently. And since October to now, usually I think I'd be gaining weight because I'd be eating candy and just indulging. So I'm staying the same size, which is, I guess I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah, it's a tough thing with the weight because I am not someone who ever owned a scale, but I currently, there's one in my bathroom and I try really hard to not get it on it every day. And I mostly don't. I mostly will check it out, honestly, when I'm going through periods of not consuming any alcohol because it is
You're like, I want startling. To know this is working. Yeah.
Because it is. It usually is like a kind of quickly. But it also is that thing of like, if you're exercising and strength training, like they always say, like you're building muscle, which mm-hmm. is weight, you know, like.
That's true. That's
and
good
it does
point.
Kind of come down to like more like how you feel than what the scale yeah. says. And, also,
and I feel good.
Good. And I also and I understand, you know, that dumb saying of like, you know, abs are cooked in the kitchen. But I'm just I also feel like when you're working out, I don't know, I get to eat more fries because I am working out.
Yeah,
so like
I know.
Your body does burn things faster and needs more fuel. So I say live your life.
I'm not good at being miserable. I really am not. I'm not good 100%. At suffering for that. I just am
yeah.
not. But I did hear something that I thought was interesting, and I thought, I've never heard it like this, is like, you know, you, because I always, all my life, even when I was a gymnast, I've always had a lot of skin in my midsection. Like, I could, like, bloat my belly out and make myself look like I was 9 months pregnant when I was, like, a six-year-old. I'm not even I've always, and that's why, luckily, I've never had any stretch marks from having the babies, especially even the last huge baby I had, you know? So that's a blessing, but then now I just have all this skin, and I'm like, why can't I just be like, you stomach, I want to make you smaller, what do I do? That, because I don't want to do any like surgical stuff or anything, but I was reading something and they were like, it's, you have to think of your body like a pool and draining a pool, like it's everywhere, you can't just be like, I want to get the front part of the pool. So that it was a good visual for my brain. And also, let's just eat and enjoy ourselves. It's the holidays. You can order anything.
Yeah, I agree. I will say that it did occur to me that, like, as I talk about fries, like, my fry intake has gotten a little bit out of control. So I'm trying to, like, I now just keep frozen fries in my freezer and I can
yeah.
air fry them so quickly. And I'm like, well, I probably should do that maybe less often than I'm doing right
now. Oh, that's fun though.
But I'm the same thing where I'm just like, I just want to like enjoy life and have fun
and also
and
you,
eat food.
You're like my goal always. Like, I think you always look good, even when you don't say you feel good. But I look at you and I think you're so fit, you're strong, you know, so... In my opinion, you're doing great. So that's where I want to be. I want to be like you, where I'm able to be like, you know what? I'm going to go and have a burger today or whatever,
yeah.
a couple martinis.
Well, and I want to be like you as far as your sewing goes, because I do. It's so funny that you brought this up, because literally right over here is an apron that like a string has broken on it. And all I can think is if I could just go over to your place for like 2 seconds, you would fix it like that.
Yeah, I could fix it for you.
And I can't do it. I also think about like watching Project Runway and how I would get so stressed when they had like a task to do, and you'd be like, yeah, no, you would just sew. It's fine. I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
right, because you know how to sew things and I just don't have that skill set whatsoever. Like, I would get so stressed being like, I can't possibly make a dress in one day, and then being like, well, I don't have to make it. So it's
right.
Okay.
Oh, I miss the days when that was a good show and it was on.
I know. Me too. I also, have we talked about this? That like, what happened to So You Think You Can Dance?
It we didn't happen this last summer. But I was wondering what happened to it, so.
Because it was supposed to be on. I remember like 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
Them saying like, if you want to audition, blah, 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 blah. And then it just never happened.
I wonder if Twitch's passing had anything to do with it.
Oh, I wonder. I guess that maybe that could.
Because I know he was a big part of the franchise.
Right. Well, I think that he would want it to come back. I
of
hope
course.
That it comes back next
yeah.
summer. Like, I'd love that show so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't wait. My thing I could do without has to do with dance, so we'll get there.
Okay. Well, let's get going. What you digging this week?
Well, okay, so I've been so busy, but I'm going to go with a rewatch from
okay.
last year. You guys, Spirited. Such a good movie. I saw my friend Vosti, I think she's one of the background dancers, but they dance, the choreography is absolutely insane. It's like, if you haven't seen it, it's basically a take on the Scrooge, Dickens, what is it called?
Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to be okay. I just had a mini stroke in my head. no, but it's just, I love it so much. It's such a good movie. It's a classic for me, and I love the songs, and also I found out on Apple, which, because, you know, I need more reasons to sing, they have a sing-along version where it has, you can sing with it. I'm a dork.
I did see that. That's the Ryan Reynolds.
And Will Ferrell.
Gotcha. Yeah. I still have not seen it. I'm going to make an effort to watch as many Christmassy things this month as possible. Because there's so many things that I haven't really seen, or so many things
okay.
that like I remember from my childhood that I haven't watched in years and years. You know, sort of like glimpse into, and you know this, we've kind of talked about it. That sounds so silly, but I'm a little bit nervous about this holiday season. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going home. It's the first time, other than COVID holiday season that I haven't gone home to see my family. And I just sort of made the decision that, like, well, I just think that I need to figure out my New York City holiday. And not that I'll never leave again. Like, I'd love to at some point come stay with you for the holidays.
You were invited.
You invited me, and I definitely thought about it. And I just thought, like, let's do this holiday season in New York and just see what that's like. But I am kind of nervous about it. Like, I'm a little bit scared. So I'm trying to, like, all right, what can I do? And one of the things is to watch all of these, like, holiday films. And, like, I think about even, like, I don't know that I've ever, I'm sure that I've seen It's a Wonderful Life from beginning to end.
Right.
But, like, I don't really remember sitting down watching it. Right. Or things like A Miracle on 34th Street that, like, I know I've seen before. Anyways, I am going to make a point. And that, so that will go on my list of things that
I do want to watch.
You
will watch it.
I will.
Please.
I promise you. I will watch
it. It's just fucking great. And also, my sister-in-law will be in town for the holidays too, in your town. She's not coming back. So, just so you know, if you want to pop over and say hi to Rhonda,
reach out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my thing that I'm digging this week is on the exact opposite spectrum of yours. It's very dark.
Great.
But I'm really enjoying, and I almost wanted to wait until it was all the way over because you just never know how these things are going to go. But there's currently a mini series on Hulu called A Murder at the End of the World.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm really enjoying it. It's Emma Corrin, who played Princess Diana in seasons 3 and 4. And it's very, okay, I will say this once again, it is very dark. There are parts of it that are legitimately frightening, especially in the first episode or so, because it is a murder mystery.
Got it.
That said, it's not bloody, it's not gory, it's not salacious at all. But it's very dark. It's very, like, it takes place mostly in Iceland, so it has that sort of, like, cold, like, dark feeling to it. Clive Owen is one of the main characters as well. And then a bunch of, you know, Raul Esparza has a big part in it. It's a really interesting ensemble cast that has sort of like an Agatha Christie feel to it.
Ooh.
But I'm really enjoying it. And it's sort of like two stories at once, that you have the story of this young woman who, with the help of a man that she meets online, is trying to solve a serial killer case. And this is something that has happened in the past. And it starts, the first episode is them kind of solving it, but you don't see the conclusion of it. And then from there, it flashes back to this investigation while also showing quote unquote present day, where she's been invited to go to this meeting of, like, highly intelligent people at this remote hotel in the, like, crazy outskirts of Iceland, where they're gathered around. Yeah, don't do it. It's a bad idea. But it's really fascinating. I think it's a really interesting character story. We're 4 episodes into what's only going to be 7 episodes, so it's not a super lengthy. But I love the tone. I think that the writing is really interesting. I'm intrigued by the story. So I'll keep you posted if in the end I think that it's definitely worth watching. And maybe this is literally what I've been doing. I've been watching an episode of It, and then I've been watching an episode of Big Mouth. Like, that's like my pattern.
That makes sense.
Like,
yeah,
like, bring it back to a funny place. But I'm really enjoying it. It's on Hulu, and I think it's worth checking out.
Great.
How about, so something to do with dance?
Well, okay, so Amelia's doing, my oldest is doing dance again, and I'm so happy because I love it, as you know. And I understand that, because I did do cheer for a short time when I was younger, but I understand it costs money, and this dance studio is incredible. The choreographer went to she studied at the Joffrey Ballet.
Oh,
and she
wow.
also was like a Lake, like, she's old. I think she's older than I am, but she was a Laker girl at one point. She's choreographed for Disney things, and so she's intense, you know, like, but really I like her enough. But the thing that I'm not loving, because my daughter wants to do the company or whatever, and it's more money.
Sure.
And it, you know, it's gonna be a bit of an investment. But if she really wants to do it, I want us to be able to try and make that happen. Because when I was young, I don't know if you remember, but I really wanted to dance, and my parents were like, no, you're doing gymnastics, also it's too expensive. And now I'm, so this is what I could do without. Holy crap. Like, I understood when Amelia, my daughter, was like 4, she had costumes, you know, like, I think the last show she did, it was during COVID, so she didn't really have any costumes, but, you know, she had a costume, it was $75, but it was this huge costume we got to keep and take home. And so she's everybody, not even if you're not in company, you still do the big holiday show, which, by the way, she choreographed and wrote herself, this woman. She's very talented. Like, honestly, when you watch Spirited, a lot of her choreography is similar. Like, she's good. And she has people like working for her that I don't think like get paid. So nobody really knows what's going on. And, you know, I know she's just trying to, everything's expensive, so I'm sure. Well, they didn't tell me that her Amelia's costume was a rental, and it was $75 plus shoes or something like that, and plus I have to buy her other things. And so in my mind I'm like, oh, I'm keeping this costume, but no, it's a rental. And here's the thing, I understand that. I actually love that that's good for the environment, right? Like, why if she's doing the same show every year, you know, and they're kind of like intricate. But here's where I got a little annoyed, because probably because I'm just mad at myself. If I had my own company, I wouldn't be this smart, maybe. But the costumes, we're not renting from like a costume house. We're renting from the studio. So I'm like, I could understand it being $35, $50. But like, I guess my daughter's been four, that's 6 years. Inflation's gone up. I don't know. I was just like really put off. I'm like, is this? And so whatever, that's fine. I talked to Courtney, who was a dancer, our good friend. And she was like, you know, it does seem a little bit more, but yes, blah, blah, blah. So she talked me off a ledge of me being like, we're not going to go to the studio. The other thing about the studio is she's brilliant. You can tell she's an artist, but she's just disorganized. And I can't stand that shit. So when I went to go pick her up, they were not done. And I was like, I get it. I get a rehearsal, but I just want a little more organization. That's all. Because, you know, I'm a project manager for my job. I'm not going to go in and try and help anybody, but my instinct is to go in and be like, you need a stage manager, you know? So that's all.
Right.
I could do without that. Yeah. But my daughter's enjoying it, and that's all that matters at this point, if I can afford it, right?
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, I feel like you should pay a cleaning fee. I don't know. Like, the costume already exists. It's already, I don't know. It's that does feel exorbitant to me. That does feel a little bit.
Right? It feels like double dippy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we're already paying to do your thing. Now we're paying extra to participate in part of the thing that's your thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I was a little put off by it. It felt like shady. But I think it's pretty normal and par for the course. Like, what Courtney said is, you know, even when she was young, she's like, dance is a bit of a racket. You're like, the thing, and I guess what sparks my rage is, you know, I could make that costume.
Sure.
That's all.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, mine is just a continual, my apartment is falling apart around me.
Oh, no.
And it's mostly, but can you see this? And then I'll explain it. But look at how with my closet, if I try to, I don't know if you can really see it.
Yeah.
My closet will not close all the way,
oh, no.
Nor will it open all the way.
What's in the way?
I don't know.
You got a little undies on the bottom stuck in the track?
I don't think so. Like, nothing seems to be blocking it. Like, it just, like, the doors. Yeah, I don't know. And I put it together, so I guess in theory I can get out the manual and, like, take it apart little by little and then see if something's wrong with it and put it back together.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
who has the time?
I know. Can things just work, please?
I'm with you, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh. And then we didn't really have much of a topic, but I was thinking, like, the other thing that I did this week, I make it sound like I sat around, like, eating bonbons and watching the programs. I've just been editing a ton. Like, I've been in front of my computer for, like, you know, 8 to 10 hours every day.
You're working, yeah.
I am working. I just, like, hence have not had much of a social life. I should say that I did go out to dinner last night with Elise, and we went and had, like, nachos, and that was really fun. It was funny because we recorded yesterday for my other podcast, and I was saying this beforehand. When I record with her, we record for, like, 2.5 hours. Like,
so
it's a really lengthy process. And then she had plans that afternoon, but they were kind of early, and I was sort of desperate to do anything, and I was very much like, so what time are your plans done if you have nothing else to do? And so we ended up making plans, which was nice.
Good.
To get me out of my apartment in a social way at all.
Yeah.
But I did put up my holiday my Christmas decorations. Like, I put up my tree, and I put up all the stuff in the hallway. And it's funny how for years in New York I wouldn't decorate for the holidays because I would go home, and I'm like, well, I'm home for actual Christmas week and all of that, like, why? And then, like, 7 or 8 years ago I was like, but I'm here for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
And, like, I went, and it's a fake tree. Like, I bought a fake tree, and I
have a fake tree,
right? So I don't know, I just thought that, like, because I also think about being very young, and decorating for the holidays always felt really stressful, and I don't remember why. I just remember it was always like, like too much and overwhelming. And so I try to like, I do forget how long it takes, but I try to like just enjoy myself and relax. And I was telling you this, that like I did my hallway first, which takes a really long time. And then when I got to the tree, I put on the Hannah Waddingham special that you had talked about and like watched that as putting it together. Yeah. And it was delightful and it was so much fun. And she's so, she's one of those stars who I look at and I think, I can't believe you weren't part of my life 5 years ago.
Right.
Like, it seems bizarre that she hasn't been famous forever because she's so luminous and she's so talented and just like winning. And she's been working for a long time. Like, we talked that she was in Game of Thrones and she was in the movie of Les Mis. And there's actually, she did the open air Into the Woods in London.
Oh.
That was the same one that we saw in New York.
Yes.
It was that same production, but then in London. She was the witch. And she's amazing. I saw it, I watched it on Broadway HD or whatever when I did like a free, you know, week trial. Anyways, this got to be about her, which it totally can be. But I was thinking about like decorating for the holidays. Have you decorated yet? Do you have like a tradition for that?
A little bit. Well, we also usually go somewhere. So I always put up the tree and do a little bit. And our neighborhood, you know, now that we have a house, it's different, right? So like we kind of, our neighborhood really goes all out. Not like people aren't, well, actually that's not true. Close to us, people are coming to go and walk, you know, drive through or walk through and look. But yeah, so we're slowly putting things, like this, up until yesterday, it was so busy. I was like, okay, I have a whole plan. I bought huge wooden letters and I painted them. One says hope, one says peace, and one says love. Because I feel like I just want to have a little message out there because I don't know.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out how to put spikes on them so I could like shove them into my yard, you know?
Yeah.
But we're doing it on the outside. And definitely Christmas tree with kids is the most fun and then also most stressful. And I will say, growing up, it was stressful doing the outside because my dad was always yelling. I mean, you know, I know my dad doesn't listen to this, but my brother does. Hi, James. And he would just like be yelling at us. And like, you know, I am 99% sure my dad is ADHD. And so he'd be getting all over the place, confused and where, and we should have known and blah. So I also don't want it to be stressful in my family. So I try to be real chill and have like a beautiful hot toddy with me when I'm hopefully not on a ladder, but like, you know, trying to put things up and trying to keep it happy, keep it chill.
Keep it happy. No reason to be stressed about it.
But I love that stuff. I think it just, and I keep it up until like, because February and March, man. Well, maybe I don't keep it up that far, but it gets depressing, man. It's just those months that are getting you out of the winter. You want something. I need bright lights, so I do keep it up a little bit grossly too long. Who cares?
That's your prerogative. You're allowed.
It is.
Do you have anything random for us?
No, I don't. Not today. I really wanted to, but I don't.
That's okay. I do have something. And
good.
It was funny because it literally happened last night when I was watching the fourth episode of Murder at the End of the World, that one of the characters goes from a dark room out into the sunlight and started sneezing several times. And it was so funny because I'm like, oh, I do that. That's so funny that like that's a thing. And I'm aware that it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
I was once told by a doctor that it's because my optic nerve is very close to my like nasal passage or whatever, that like when my eyes dilate rapidly, it flutters and it makes me sneeze.
Oh,
and
funny.
There's a name for it. And they used the name for it on the episode last night. And listen to what it's called. It's called Achoo syndrome.
Stop it.
Autosomal dominant compelling helioophthalmic outburst syndrome is characterized by uncontrollable sneezing in response to the sudden exposure to bright light, typically intense sunlight. This type of sneezing is also known as photic sneezing.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, you got it. That's incredible.
That's what I got.
I love
that. So there
that.
You go. That's my random thing that I found out
last
night.
I learned something today. I love it.
So there you go. All right. Aww. I know you have a busy day and I, you know, we all got stuff to do, but I appreciate you carving out a little bit of time so we can
I love you.
Just talk to each other because I find
I'm so
it
happy.
Very relaxing.
It's funny because I didn't think I had anything to say, but obviously I'm looking at my sound, you know, thingies like, I think I talk too much, so.
No, I love it. I love it. I love talking to you.
Aw. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
By the way, I so like, it's so, is it bad that I like listening? And you know what's funny is I'll like, you'll say something and it's still hilarious to me. So I'll laugh with myself. It's so weird.